Good morning. Today is Monday, August the 24th. Joining us this morning, one of the stars at Four Star Realty, Mark Mattioli.
How nice of you to say that.
Yeah. I even got your name pronounced right, huh?
You did, yeah. You're one of the few. I have to tell people, it's like ravioli, only with T's in the middle.
Oh.
Mattioli. And they get that.
Without the spaghetti sauce.
Without sauce. Come over to the house, maybe.
Everything's about food, baby. Everything's about food.
Put something together like Mama used to do, yeah.
Oh. All righty, Winston. Why do we say it?
Stool pigeon. Where did the stool pigeon get that name?
Because it roosts on stools? On chairs? Mark, you got any idea?
I'm supposed to.
Let's
see. Stool pigeon. I think you're right. I think that's the correct answer.
Yeah.
It isn't. Oh. The original stool pigeons were real pigeons seated on stools. They were used by pigeon hunters who, when they went out to net passenger pigeons for market, would tie a captive pigeon to a stool placed in front of the net. Then, with strings attached to the stool pigeon's wings, they make them flap. And so entice other pigeons into the net.
But wait a minute, he is right.
That was pretty close.
That's the correct. They were sitting.
It wasn't
stools.
100%.
Well,
I'm being a stickler today.
I used to own pigeons. I had
a
pigeon called the tumbler pigeon, and the tumbler pigeon would fly along. I think it may have been a mating instinct or something, and it would just duck its head forward and flop maybe 5 to 10 times. Crazy.
Oh really?
Visual.
You sure wasn't like an epileptic?
No,
pigeon
no,
that somebody you sold you at
well,
a premium?
They all did it. So
oh, okay.
There was just one guy. You know? And, very interesting.
Well, good. You don't want to ever tell Ange that you own pigeons.
Well, it was a long time ago. I was a dumb kid.
Okay. Know? There you go. Okay. So, yeah, that qualifier, you're
really
okay.
Let her know that, please.
So what is going on with real estate in the neighborhood? We see a lot of signs popping up and a lot of for sale signs popping up. And I think if we were in a laboratory setting or a classroom setting saying, okay, economically stagnant area, okay, some sort of prolonged medical situation, suspended earnings abilities, that's probably not the strongest set of precepts to see real estate sales be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's going on
It is really the question that we've been asked and we all speculate on. Well, I think the base of it is the interest rates are extremely good. We're closing loans on house purchases I closed one at 2.78%. That's a giveaway. That's a storefront giveaway where they give away a prize. Come on, 2.78%. I've sold a lot of real estate at 8%, 9%, 10%. So it's a remarkable number, and really helps the ability to buy a house. I think that would be the primary thing.
Is there fear that it's not going to be around for too long?
I don't think that there's any
kind of
fear.
An artificial.
It's not a short-term thing. I would say you could count on it probably for at least a year to be quite low. The economy has to really quite recover for there to be any increase in interest rates. And I don't know that we're going to do that for a while. We're still in a recession. The interesting thing about recession is we were in a recession before, and real estate market just collapsed. What's the difference? I think the difference is at that time we had really high interest rates, and there was a lot of foreclosures going on, and people were putting more and more houses on the market because they had to sell them. That's not the case right now. People are not putting their house on the market because they're afraid, the coronavirus. So there's just a low inventory. Right now, I looked at Humboldt Association of Realtors pendings, and we're in the category of maybe 250 listings, but 325 pendings. They go on the market and they sell. The inventory is really low. And when the inventory is low and there's any kind of demand at all, and I will talk about demand, any kind of demand at all, these houses sell, and they sell quickly. We're selling houses in 4 to 15 days. It's just a remarkable thing. And so what about demand?
You can have your pricing want, but if nobody cares, nobody cares.
Well, our prices have been going up. And I brought along that Time Standard article the other day about how prices actually soaring. Category 10% increase in a month or two. Come on. That's a crazy number.
That sounds like Bay Area kinds of
things.
It
is. It's a nutty thing. So why are we getting such attention? Why are we getting more buyers like that? Thoughts are that we are a rural area that does not have plenty of opportunities. It does have plenty of opportunities for isolation and being away from people. And cities, L.A. and San Francisco, San Diego, Sacramento even, it's difficult to be outside. You're not supposed to, you know, your opportunities to be outdoors are very restricted, challenging. And so, well, let's try Humboldt County. Let's try a place where that we know something about. Many of our returnees might have been former Humboldt State University
students. That's what I was wondering, if they're familiar with the area or if they're just kind of tripping and falling and
landing.
They've
traveled here before, stayed here before on vacation, maybe have been a Humboldt State University student. And so they know the area enough to be comfortable here. And I think that has got to be a bit of what's driving this thing, besides the very low interest rates.
Are we getting many kids who graduated, grew up here, coming back home? Or is this the discovery from those other folks? Because, I mean, that's one of the laments, right, as a dad. You know, geez, it'd be great if all the kids were within driving distance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and we will be fortunate, maybe, shortly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But a lot of folks our ages go, you know, the kids are here, the kids are there.
Yeah.
Is there a returning demand also?
We're seeing that. That would be the kind of anecdote, you might say, of a...
But it's not a trend.
It's a trend among the students. Those are the kind of people I think know our area and would be delighted. My own son-in-law and my daughter are very excited about trying to come back. Got to get a job. And so...
Step at a time, kid.
Yes.
Step at a time.
Up here. He's got a good job where he lives.
Yeah.
And apparently it's smoky down there, too.
Oh, really?
Add smoke to the picture.
We'll talk about the fires when we come back. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We are back talking shop this morning with realtor Mark Mattioli. Mark, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the out-of-area demand, and that is something that is kind of a head-scratcher a little bit. Certainly isn't something that we have generated from inside, drawing people here. I think you kind of tapped on it, that they're fleeing from other situations, whether it's heat, fire, concerns, all that kind of stuff. Is there any common trend, or are you just getting more inquiries?
Well, when the inventory drops to what it's dropped to, first of all, I think there's a factor of people not putting their houses on the market. That part's true. But what is going on the market is selling rapidly, selling quickly, and in several cases, many cases, for more than they were asking. We're having multiple offer situations. I represent...
Now, you say 250.
250 houses on
items
the market.
Yeah,
homes
to the outside looking in? Whoa!
That's not very many.
That seems like an awful lot.
Also, when you...
250 houses I have to look at?
No. In their price range, it's five. You know.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. And when you're coming from... If you're coming from the big city, San Francisco or... you know, even L.A., you're going to see a price that's double ours, and you're going to go, wow, those are good prices. So our prices are good if they have a reason to be here, and that was your question, what's their reasons for being here? I got to think that the coronavirus is a factor. We are not on the list of shut everything down. People know that we can be, there's many things you can do outdoors, for example. We've got beaches and rivers and all manner of recreational issues. there was a couple at church Sunday, and they came from San Francisco, and they're Catholics, just like
which explains why they were in Mass.
Yes, and so there they were. And as Catholics, we do communion. We do communion on the hand, so the priest will put the communion on your hand, and he, you know, wears a mask, and we wear a mask, and we just slip the communion in our mouth when we finally got it, and then put the mask back on. But I asked them if they could take communion down in San Francisco. No, they cannot. So it's been months that they've not been able to do that. So here they are. They came. They were visiting some family members here. And so, you know, not that that's the big reason, but it's the kinds of things.
It's a different life.
It's a little anecdote of something you can do here that you could not do there. And so we have that. We have that going. Plus, you add that to the very low interest rates that make it extremely attractive to own a home. Your mortgage rate payment is quite a nice payment for a house that before you might not have been able to afford. They got that going on.
Well, I would think the off-site opportunities that people have discovered, they don't necessarily have to be in the office cubicle, you know, as long as our internet doesn't go down.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that would ever happen again.
No,
right?
Don't,
isn't
don't
that the
promise? Yeah.
That whole concept of, I guess, telecommuting is what we used to call it.
Yep.
People now recognize that that might be a possibility in their life.
Mm-hmm. So, if I might say, my own son-in-law is a teacher. A lot of what he's going to be doing this fall here is that he will be teaching online. And so he does a Zoom visit with his people, with his kids. And so it's something they did toward the end of last year. They're prepared well for it. He has a different program other than Zoom that he uses, but the school uses, a little more secure about it. So they have the ability to do things. Even could he actually move to Eureka and teach classes in San Luis Obispo? I don't know. But many others can do online work. And so being here, well, I read an article about New Jersey, the New Jersey Shore. Remarkable demand for the New Jersey Shore. People live in Hoboken, but they don't want to, you know, they want to get away from that. And the shore is a delightful place for it. And they can work online. They're from New York City. They can work online. That is another factor, makes us something that people can do. I guess that's a major trend. That is going on in our little planet with that sort of thing going on too.
What types of homes? Is it the big, massive, you know, the ones that stun and amaze us that are affordable for the folks moving up? Or are they looking, you know, if they have a 3-2 in LA that's worth gazillion, are they looking for a 3-2 here? Are they looking for little treats? The view that they may not have been able to afford, or the trees that they don't have? Is there any of that kind of stuff when you ask for the dream list? Then they start drooling. What are they drooling about?
You can get a very nice home for $600,000, which would seem a lot of money for anybody around here. But when you're paying $1.2 million, $600,000 looks like a real deal. So, and that's a heck of a lot of house with a big lot, perhaps even an acre or so. So, you know, we compare well with anybody who's coming from out of the area. But our prices have grown, and if you are from the area, you go, are you kidding me? You're going to be priced out. It has been climbing dramatically, and I think where's this headed? You know, where's it headed for the local buyer? Are we going to see this kind of increase that we saw after the end of the last major recession? We saw prices finally, the big balloon that occurred, prices jumped really high, but couldn't be sustained and collapsed. And so are we going to see that again? I'm not too sure about that. I'm not an expert in predicting the future, so don't ask me that question. But for now, it seems like they're really amazing rise in prices.
And week after week, month after month, it's that continuation.
In this little period of time we call the coronavirus period.
Okay. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you see a down power line, stay away from it and keep others away. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond as well as PG&E. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at smokeybear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Mark Mattioli from Four Star Realty. Mark, the concept of demand is kind of interesting. You know, there's artificial demand, outside demand, and internal. You know, I've always wanted a blank. This is the opportunity. Okay, Katie, bar the door. I'm coming through. And then you've got others that are situational, kind of like what we've been talking about. Now, what about on the selling side? I mean, we've talked a little bit about the buying side and the demand side. You said that inventory is low. Are we still seeing people either going up or downsizing during this because of the inventory being as tight as it is?
I think you put your finger on it. There is a feeling that people have been in their homes and they have evaluated that home in a detailed way. They've been around it. Maybe, you know, they... You know, this our house, we really need to have an office here because I can't really work in the living room around the TV set. And so we need a bigger house. We need a four-bedroom house. And so that might create a demand for a move up, truly. And then, you know, one of the things that drives new homes to purchase is marriage. So the couple gets married, and they got to have a house. They got to move out of where they are and join forces and now get their own home. And so with the shutdown of group events like marriages, are marriages, let's put the marriage off? I mean, that might be a factor in slowing down that, you know, demand in that category. So, but other kinds of demands as to local demand, as I say, interest rates are extremely good. And I get calls from people who notice this and they want to jump in. Also, that same group of people that I'm working with, I will tell you, I have had at least a half a dozen situations where we made offer and so did two other people. Half of those, I got my client the house because they went over asking price aggressively. And then the other half, somebody really got, you know, quite often we were competing with, didn't matter about the interest rates, a cash buyer. A seller likes a cash buyer. Seems like that's quick and simple. And
wraps it up a little tighter.
Yeah, little tighter. Not going to have any problems with a lender. And so there would be that situation, which is competitive more than what you might have to offer with an FHA loan, for example, with 3% down. So
if somebody's just entering into the real estate market for the first time, what are some of the do's and don'ts, or the lookout fors, or things that you want to pay attention to?
Well, we have our meeting with that first-time buyer, and we talk about what the things they're thinking about doing. We talk about what their qualifications would be, and then we advise them strongly to go see a lender to qualify. What do they qualify for? They might find out that that $300,000 house that they thought they could buy with fees and points and expenses and prorated this and that's I didn't know that the closing costs were $6,000, $7,000, and so you add that into, or one of the other things, you add that into the monthly payment, becomes very expensive. But the monthly payment will include, if you're not putting 20% down, private mortgage insurance or a mortgage insurance premium.
A good old PMI.
Yes, it is. So you've got that there, and you add that to the taxes and the insurance and the mortgage itself.
Any bonds that might have been issued?
Yeah. Well, you know, you look up, well, mortgages at this rate, my payment is this. Well, it isn't this. It's this, plus the tax insurance and this MIP. Those things happen. You know, when you said that, reflected back on when we had the giant drop in price, the big balloon bubble. There were many people who started out with variable rate loans you may recall this, and they could get them so they could buy down to a 5 or even a 6% rate when the rates were 9. And so they got that 5 or 6 percent rate. And then 2 years went by and the variable component was dropped, and now they had to go back. A lot of that happened, and many people could not do it. So we had a huge amount of foreclosures going on. But this is an amazing situation in which you're not talking 5 or 6. That's high. Who'd pay that much? When people know, they're not going to pay 5 or 6. They're going to pay 3 or less, which is remarkable. I remember, I mean, it's been not very long ago, it was in the 3s, 3.7. What a good rate 3.7 is, I thought. But 2.7 is really, really good.
So one of the things that I always believed was that if you look at a front yard, you can tell if it's owner, renter, occupied, not occupied.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned this one to a couple weeks ago to Miles, the new interim city manager for Eureka, and he kind of questioned my thought. So I'm going to talk to the pro here.
Mm.
If the lawn is over 8 inches tall,
yeah,
does that tend to be a house that is renter and landlord being ignored? Because I would think, if you had a property and now it's worth 25% more than what it was a year ago, yeah, I'm going to have somebody come by and mow the lawn every once in a while. I'm going to take care of business. I'm going to have my property maintained at a certain level. Has that attitude seeped in or not?
Okay. The sense is, it might be inaccurate, but the sense is that an owner-occupant will take better care of his home than a rental occupant. And it's probably generally true, and so that might be something you're seeing there. The house is being painted on a regular basis. As you say, the lawn is being
watered. Month, whether it needs it or not.
Supposed to water the lawns right now, but anyway, other than that part, you got your finger on it. That's probably an accurate statement. Close.
5 years ago, those were the drug houses.
Meaning we don't have drug houses anymore.
you would know that better than I. But it kind of calls attention to the structure and to the property, not in a positive way, but in a negative way.
It does.
And that doesn't seem to be something that most of us would be intrigued by, unless it was an abandoned house or a foreclosure house or something along those lines. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
All right.
It's 8:43.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Mark Mattioli. Mark, pearls of wisdom. If you are thinking of selling, if you're thinking of buying, if you're thinking of fixing up a home, there's certainly a lot of challenges right now because of materials, getting pros. If you're a DIYer, okay, fine, you can take care of that. But things are so fluid now. Are there any tips you can throw out there? Say, if you're considering this, you might want to also think about this.
We talked about the first-time buyer and what to do there, but if you're trying to find a contractor, it is remarkable how much they are busy. So our economy seems to have, we're supposed to be in a recession, but it seems like contractors quite busy and you can't get anybody. It's just a challenge to get that kind of worker.
So patience.
And the same thing I think goes with the plumber, and we think the same thing is going on with a roofer. You call a roofer, he's busy until the end of the year. I tried to get a contractor, not going to mention their name, and he says, no, we can't take that project on. We're booked through January. If that's the case, under the category construction, our economy is doing quite well.
What about some of the work that has to be done in order to have a house sell? Are you just...
I advise people to prepare a house for sale. And we're going all the way these days to staging a home. so that it looks its best and shines. You know, you got the one chance to sell it, and you might as well take advantage and do your best to do that. But we advise people to prepare well their home, and that does involve getting it home inspection, roof inspection, those kind of things.
So can you get the – are the inspectors available? Are you waiting 5 or 6 months on that one also?
Inspectors are available, and they are busy. They're available, and because they're not going to be doing the work. They're just going to be advising you and seeing what
2 or 3 hour swing by kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a 2 or 3 hour swing by, and there you're off. You know, now you take care of the problems. It's a real thing though, and they are real. A house does require maintenance and can deteriorate, and many things can go on, and one needs to maintain it and take care of it.
Funny about that thing called wood.
Yeah, bugs like it.
Yeah. Oh, gee. Thanks for coming by. Hopefully this is a good start for your week rather than an end.
We had more to talk
about.
Yeah,
well, maybe next time, Ryan. Maybe. See everybody tomorrow.
I enjoyed it.